Viewer discretion is advised.
All right, welcome to the ENG podcast,
where our opinions matter and yours do not.
And this is the number one rule: is this is our opinion.
Our opinion, yours does not matter whatsoever. You are free to boast about it in the comments, but your opinion really doesn't matter.
Until we get visitors, it's all about our opinion. Like he says, whatever you want to say, you can say it in the comments. But until then, just listen and ride out. This your boy Big Baby.
This your boy E.
All right, and this is the ENG podcast. That's cool. All right, first topic.
The underrated and overrated wrestlers. Which I think I'm gonna win this one anyway, win this debate, because I got to know.
This one really is not a debate. It's just, who do you feel is underrated, overrated, and who's the best current tag team, right? Now, the current tag team, that one might be a debate.
That one is a debate, because it's nobody in WWE.
So, you pick six underrated, six overrated, and two tag teams. So, I'm going to let you start with your first, and we'll start with the underrated. Yeah, we'll go with the underrated.
The first underrated, it's got to be the man, Dolph Ziggler. The show off. The man that literally can do everything in the ring. The Shawn Michaels in the ring today is not utilized at all on SmackDown or Raw. They don't push him. They don't care about him. They just use him to get somebody over.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Come on. This man has been there for years. Hasn't made him been in WrestleMania. Hasn't even really.
But he has been champion.
Yes, he's been champion. He deserves a WrestleMania moment like Kofi Kingston does. Like Kofi Kingston. Does he not?
But does he? He's been champion.
Yeah, he does.
Has he been champion twice?
Yes. He's a Grand Slam champion.
So he's a Grand Slam champion. Is he really underrated?
Yes. There's one more thing that he needs. That WrestleMania moment.
And what would that give him?
It'll make him prove to everybody that he is what you say. He's a show off. He comes in best in there. Best there is. Right now. Come on now. Dolph Ziggler's the man. Dolph Ziggler's the shit. Even though he does love, he got his heel going on, and I like it a lot.
All right. So I'll give you my first.
Gotcha.
My first underrated would be Elias.
Well, they're pushing him right now, right?
They are. They're finally pushing. They just had the superstar shakeup, and it looks like they're trying to finally give him a push.
Yeah, but they got him with Captain.
He did his thing in NXT. He was non-existent in Raw.
Yeah.
Except for that, when he comes out and have his little segments and get beat up, but he only had like two matches on Raw, like literally.
But no, he had an incontinent.
A great match with him and Seth Rollins, and he beat the shit out of Seth Rollins.
Yes, he does.
To me, he should have won that match. I say he should have won it.
Yes, but remember, Raw is rush, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat with Raw. I ain't even talking about the wash, rinse, repeat right now, because I got the whole overrated motherfucker.
All right. So who is your second person?
Zack Ryder. The man that got himself over.
Really?
Really. Man that got himself over on the internet.
You talking whoop whoop, Zack Ryder?
Woo woo. Yes, that motherfucker's dope in the ring. Come on now. Zack Ryder's been in the company for years. Now, he has his WrestleMania moment. He won the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania with a ladder match.
But it was forced. So it didn't It didn't really feel
it
like
it. It was a surprise victory, though.
Who we knew he was going to win.
No, we didn't. That ladder match could have been anybody.
Nah, we knew he was
going to win. But even though he lost it to The Miz, and that is that kind of sucks, but he lost to The Miz.
Yeah, we knew he was going to win. We knew that shit was going to happen.
So come on. his man has been tag team champion, intercontinental champion, United States champion. Now, do I feel like he can get pushed with different character, different character, or different gimmick for a world champion? Yes, turn heel.
No, he will never be a fucking world.
Yes, he can.
You know, I'm trying not to curse, at least not now. But he'll never be a fucking world champion. Yes, come the fuck on. Come the fuck on. He would barely in the cup.
Who would be a better champion?
Is that Ryder?
Yeah.
Any fucking body.
That's underrated right now.
I could get the goddamn Brooklyn Brawler and be a better fucking champion.
No, Zack Ryder is dope. You just got... His in-ring work is dope. He doesn't mess up. He's literally good in the ring. You can't say he's not. Go just a second.
I'm trying not to...
You just don't like Zack Ryder, do you?
Alright, just not champion. Just not champion material. I'm not saying that. I'm not gonna say that though. Because I would go in on him like you would in on Roman Reigns.
I don't like Roman Reigns. He sucked. Okay,
we both agree on that. Alright. My second one is Apollo Crews.
Oh god, the man with no style, no smile, no
he has no personality.
Yeah.
That I admit.
Oh, big black guy that smiles at me. I'm jacked.
I admit, but his in ring performance is good.
He's a big black guy.
He is the black version of Dustin Rhodes when he was in WCW.
I'm sorry. Hold on. No.
He is the. You know how Dustin Rhodes had all the talent,
no.
But he has no charisma until he came to WWE and they put him in a damn onesie and called him Gold Dust. That's just my opinion. Now, hopefully, they don't put Apollo Crews in a fucking wig and a damn onesie.
Apparently, that'll bring up more popularity for his unuseful ass.
Honestly, the way the world is going today, it will. But we're not going to get into that because I'm not trying to get bashed by the gays right now. But I'm sorry. I meant LGBT.
Well, come on now. Apollo Crews, a man with no personality, no sense of urgency in him at all. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going moving on to my number three. fuck that. Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is unrated because they won't push him as champion.
Now that would not agree with you.
Sami Zayn is great. He's doing his heel thing. He's doing everything right. Like, come on. Sami Zayn is the man if they push him right on Raw. If they quit doing Seth Rollins over and over again.
But you got to understand, Seth Rollins is the new Triple H. I know. He is Triple H 2.0. Let's be for real.
Yeah, but I'm like, let him be off the show for one episode or don't wrestle. Like, take him out so he won't come back.
That's right. My biggest thing. It's like, why won't Raw? Why do they always have to show the same people every fucking week?
Okay, no. Hold on. Work on your number three. We ain't doing that right now.
All right.
Watch one for Pete, but we ain't doing that right now. Who's next?
All right, my number three for underrated is the A-lister. The Miz.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a WrestleMania moment. He's a Grand Slam champion. This Miz. Yes.
He
I
is.
Can give you that.
He
okay,
is.
Okay, I got
he is. I agree with he's all of that. Heel. He had his run, and he had a good run.
This is great.
He is the modern version of Jericho. Yeah, he's not as good as Jericho, but I'm talking about what he's doing for the company. He is the modern day Jericho.
He's Mr. 24/7. That motherfucker do not get injured. He does.
Exactly. That's why I say he is the modern day Jericho. He can be champion at least three more times before his run is over. Yes. It's like they're using him now to develop. They're using him the same way they're using Randy Orton right now younger superstars.
That was Dolph Ziggler's job. You forgot about that. Dolph Ziggler was doing that.
Yeah, I agree with that. They like to push people over. Yes. And I feel The Miz he still hasn't hit his peak yet. That's me personally. I feel The Miz still got a good run. That's just me.
He does have a good run in. He can main event WrestleMania. He can do everything. He can change his character at the drop of a dime. and he can be hated, yeah. He can be loved. Either way,
he is the only person that one of the only. I'm not gonna say the only. I'm gonna say one of the only that can go face and heel, and people won't care.
Cause he doesn't flip flop like Big Show, but he is the modern day heel. When he's the heel, he's like he's the best bad guy you can have. Then he can be the best good guy. He can be the tryhard, the underdog, good guy. Even though we know the Miz, it can be excellent in the ring. He doesn't injure himself. He stays on task. He does whatever WWE pays him to do. He cuts way better promos than people that actually, they push way harder.
Way better.
But.
No, don't worry. I promise you, he's going to make the list somewhere today.
But. Miz, he deserves like a few more runs as champion. That is before 2023. Yes, Miz should be champion a few more times. All right, my number four, which is female, Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan's great. She's in ring, even though she looked like a knockoff Alexa Bliss. She's fucking great. She can work. She can talk. She can. She does it. You know, she got knocked out by Brie Bella of all people, but she can do it.
Yeah, I still don't see her as champion. But
as a tag team, maybe.
She is underrated. Yeah. I agree with that.
Let her develop a little bit more. She can get it.
All right.
What's yours?
All right, I'm going to skip over one since you did your female. I'm going to do mine. I say my female would be Dana Brooke. She had so much momentum.
Oh my gosh, she's so sexy.
She had so much momentum when her and Charlotte broke up. They should have made that a feud for a little while to boost her instead of just taking Charlotte and just fuck everybody else. We're taking Charlotte and we're going to basically catapult her to the top.
Ric Flair shit.
Man, honestly, I'm going to tell the honest truth. They're not even Ric Flair and her. They're really Hulk Hogan and her. She's like, you know how Hulk Hogan walked into WCW and they took the title off one person and just put it on Hulk Hogan? He walked back in WWE and they just took the title from somebody and just gave, they basically just,
here you go.
Here's the title. Now we need, the people are starting to get mad. Lose it for about 2 months and you're going to get it right back. That's what they're doing. Now, granted, I feel she is the best women's talent there, but come on now. They're overdoing it with her.
Yeah, they make her lose in like 0.5 seconds every time she has a match. And they're like, I agree. I'm so glad you picked Dana Brooke. I wasn't finna go with Liv Morgan, but I had to. Liv Morgan's good, but Dana Brooke, she's a fucking powerhouse woman. She's stronger than most of the women in the ring.
She's stronger, she can move, she's more agile, she's athletic.
Very, very pretty. I'm sorry.
Now, I wanted to say Zelina Vega, but she's not really an active fighter.
Yeah. She's just married to Aleister Black, and she's a manager.
Yeah. So,
since Andrade not speak English. English no good. But she's good. But anyway, back to Dana Brooke, she deserves to be on SmackDown.
She really does. And then for a second, they tried to like boost her with Titus O'Neil.
But that was going well.
It was working. It was starting.
Because it was giving your other person a personality too.
It was finally starting to build momentum. And that's hard, especially when you're sticking them with people like zero charisma as Apollo Crews and no talent as Titus O'Neil.
Oorah, oorah, oorah.
That dude trash. We'll have a list of trash wrestlers later.
Alright,
honestly, that list might make.
I'm going number six.
We might do trash wrestlers today.
I'm going number six. Luke Harper. When he broke up with Bray Wyatt, he deserved to take that belt off of Bray Wyatt. He was beating the shit out of him. He was like Luke Harper.
Wait. Took which belt off of Bray Wyatt?
He could have took the WWE Championship off of Bray Wyatt.
Oh, fuck.
Did you not see his matches?
The Intercontinental? Yes.
He was Intercontinental. He was tag team. Luke Harper is dope. You got to realize that.
He is. I never said it was. Champion? No.
He can talk. He can talk. If they give him the right promo, because you know they promos be shit.
Yeah.
Their promos are shit. Honestly. But he can talk. He can. He's a great wrestler. He's charismatic when
I mean, this dude looked like he just killed the possum in the backyard and fucking put that bitch on the grill. Nobody wants to see that shit. That's champion. Come on now, let's be for fucking real, bro.
Oh shit. Oh my god.
He said kill the motherfucking possum. But come on. Really? Like, really? Which one of y'all underrated people can be a champion besides Luke Harper?
The Miz.
Really? He already been champion. Name another one. Come on now. Name one more.
Oh, who? My next person.
Who is that? Who the fuck is that?
My boy. The Bulgarian Brute.
Oh shit.
Rusev.
Oh damn, you son of a bitch.
Rusev is my final person out of current wrestlers that like makes that list.
But Rusev could have been champion years ago.
He should have been champion. You know, I say 2 years ago. I was thinking 2 minutes ago. He cut his fucking hair.
No, John Cena.
This is a bitch.
The king of the burial, John Cena.
Yeah, I give you that.
At WrestleMania, this nigga showed up on a tank. Fucking tank at WrestleMania.
Me personally, I feel Rusev is the modern day Iron Sheik. They tried to give it to that sorry bitch, Jinder Mahal.
No one cares.
But that bitch got zero talent. He might make my
trash list.
Yeah, he might make the trash wrestlers list. Well, he's gonna make it.
Yeah.
But Rusev got, he has the skills, the charisma, the look. I mean, Rusev got it all.
Rusev Machado.
Yeah, everything by Rusev good, man. Like
even with this with the little skinny stick mix on his side, like
exactly. But you stuck him with. Yeah, you stuck him with sorry at, well, I'm not going to say sorry because he was actually okay. Aiden English was actually
got him over more. Exactly. It's Rusev Day. Who got that over?
Yeah, because he couldn't do anything but cut a promo. But Rusev still could have done it.
Nah.
Without time. I mean, come on.
Rusev couldn't do it without Aiden English getting him over. Then they ruined him.
Yeah, because he tried some bullshit with that. Lana is the best bullshit. Yeah, that was stupid.
No, they tried to do that whole sex scandal, like he was trying to sleep with Lana. Nobody wanna sleep with Lana. Lana don't even wanna sleep with Lana. Anyway, I'm gonna go back. Well, we're going to go to our overrated characters.
No, you have one more underrated.
Oh yeah.
You have an old school underrated.
Oh man. How do I get this one over? Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Underrated in WWE. He was Vince McMahon hated this nigga. For a lot of reasons. First, he kind of had the income.
I kind of see why he was underrated. He really was a clone of Ric Flair.
He was a clone. Period. He didn't sing his own song, so that was Road Dogg. Road Dogg to him. She got his song. But he was good in the ring, even though his like bank thing was copying the what the heck was his name?
The Strut. Copied the Strut. Copied the Figure Four. I mean.
He was just a copycat.
I mean, copycat and wrestler. Then he took basically the Honky Talks Man persona with Ric Flair's charisma. I get it.
But it worked.
But when he was in the ring, he was a good wrestler.
Yes, he was.
So I agree with that one. All right, my last one. My old school underrated wrestlers. The Man, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. Kurt Hennig was the fucking man. He was every dang Hulk pussy ass Hulk Hogan was it. Yeah, I'm gonna say that. I love Hulk Hogan, but Hulk Hogan has zero fucking.
I wasn't alive for Hulk Hogan, we guess. Leg drop! Like, oh my god.
Mr. Perfect had moves. Like, he had everything. His he would beat the shit out of
his matches with Bret Hart was.
The only person that could keep up with Mr. Perfect was Bret Hart at that time.
What about Shawn?
Shawn Michaels couldn't hold a candle to the fucking Mr. Perfect. Now, don't get me wrong. If they put them in a match because of popularity, they would let Shawn Michaels win.
Yeah, of course.
Actual talent-wise, in-ring, like, wrestling, like, talent, he couldn't hold a candle to Mr. Perfect.
No.
He
Mr. Perfect for a freaking reason. That's like saying Rick Rude. Damn, I could pick Rick Rude.
Yeah, shit. You should've.
Yeah.
he would have been way easier.
Oh, yes.
And then, Mr. Perfect really should have been champion. He really was the fucking man. He should have been champion. I could name a couple of others. Rick Rude should have been champion at least twice. You know, but
backyard politics and bullshit.
But I'm gonna still go with my boy, Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect really held it down, and he was the man who he was the old version of Kevin Durant. You know how Kevin Durant always almost got it. Like, always, almost got the title.
What are you talking about? With Thunder, huh? When you can't, like they say, you cannot win. But Russell Westbrook, you couldn't win when Shawn Michaels was champion.
Yeah, I mean, basically, that's how it was. But, you know what I'm saying? I'll just leave it there. We might come back to it later, but I'll leave it there. All right, now we're doing
Overrated wrestlers. I'm going to let you start this one off this time. So who's your number one?
Oh, my number one, easy. John Cena.
John Cena. You talking about the man that couldn't wrestle up till recently? Or are you talking about...
And still recently, he's still not that good.
Yeah, he can sell. That's all he got.
Granted, he can cut a promo with the best of them.
That is true.
I give him that. But in like actual talent in the ring, he fucking sucks. He's not the worst. I really do have worse people on my list, but John Cena was fucking terrible, and then the fucking Doctor of Douglas gimmick was fucking horrible.
Hey, that was the shit.
That shit talking was about? Trash.
Really, it's better than Super Cena.
A bunch of white boy bullshit.
It was
walk around thing. With his Reebok pumps and his jorts and shit. That
hey,
shit.
What you talking? That was a shit watching that. What the hell? Now this new John Cena I do not like, but
that shit was that trash.
That knowledge at WrestleMania was the shit. It was something different. He said, "You just Elijah's hopping in the ring with a John Cena about to turn heel." That was the best promo of the night. You didn't need to have no more wrestling after John Cena and couple geeks went off. Fuck that! I turned WrestleMania off after that. I promise you, I did that.
He got better. That's why I put him at the bottom of my list.
But he's a club chaser right now. He
talked a lot of shit about The Rock doing it, but you're falling in The Rock's footsteps.
Part timer, but you know.
Yeah, he's a part timer.
It doesn't really matter.
Show up to WrestleMania to beat up
Elias.
Yeah, to beat up Elias.
That's 2 years in a row. You beat up Elias for no damn reason.
Exactly.
Like, why put down Elias at WrestleMania every time?
All right, let's go with your number one. Matter of fact, let's save him for the last. Don't leave.
No.
Don't start off with him. Save him for last because
Oh my God. Why do y'all do this to me? I really want to talk about it. But okay.
Overrated.
All right, I'm going to go.
No, save him for your last because we already know who it is. So save him for your last.
All right, I'm going to go with my old school first. Big Diesel.
What?
Sorriest A-ring motherfucker ever. And he only had 3 moves.
It doesn't matter. They were effective.
Big Diesel had 3 moves.
So you talking about
Puff and Doom.
You talking about Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
He sucked. He sucked.
Big Daddy Cool.
He sucked. You know he sucked.
Bullshit.
You know, he sucked and you know it.
You know how many all big of men were modeled after his fighting style?
Yeah, but how many big men came out better with his fighting style?
No shit.
But
if you take Jordan and you watch his tapes over and over and you practice his moves over and over and over and find new ways to do it better, you're gonna be better.
Come on. No. He sucked. For some fact, his character got over. Him as a wrestler did not get over.
Test was a clone of Big Daddy Cool.
We ain't gonna talk about
Drew McIntyre.
Was a Drew clone. McIntyre can wrestle.
He was a clone.
Drew McIntyre can wrestle.
Big Daddy Cool.
No, Big Daddy Cool just sucked in the ring.
Shit.
His character got over. He, as a person, did not get over as a wrestler. He sucked. He sucked. He sucked. He sucked. You know he sucked.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit. You know it. You know it.
When Shawn Michaels' career was going down, Diesel bought that bitch back up.
Because of his person, his gimmick, his personality around the ring. He brought a presence. But him as a wrestler, sucked. He sucked. Hands down. Bullshit. No bullshit. He sucked.
Bullshit.
Yeah, like, fuck that. That nigga sucked. that white dude sucked ass.
Bullshit.
Nigga, he the type of person that blow farts back in your butt. That's right. How bad he sucked.
Damn. Alright. I'ma go with, since you went old school, I'ma go with my old school.
We already know who this one is.
I really don't want to put my boy on this list. I'm really trying not
let's go.
To. I grew
let's
up go. On got to eat your okay,
let's go. Come on.
My boy Hulk Hogan.
He Captain Leg Drop. Oh, the man that got, oh, you could kick out from a leg drop? Oh, no.
Captain, hey, I'm just giving it to you real. That all because they're on this list doesn't mean I don't like them. I'm gonna be for real, cause I love Hulk Hogan. That's my boy. But let's be for real. He was overrated like a motherfucker. When you had real talent.
When he stole his gimmick? When he stole his gimmick. You know,
no matter stole it or not, it fucking sucked. You had this big ass dude.
That wasn't really big. 24-inch Python, brother.
No, that was a big motherfucker.
Yeah,
you might
steroids, you know?
No matter what it was, I mean, he was a big motherfucker. Now, he could not move for shit.
No. The only thing Hogan do is a leg drop.
He had a punch, a big boot, and a leg drop. That was his whole fucking.
You forgot one more thing? Match. That stupid ass ear thing.
But that's not a move. That's like saying put Booker T spin a room.
Oh, no,
okay. Fucking move.
Finger poke doom. Finger poke
like
doom.
Like I say, that's like saying.
Oh, no, that was my old high school. He helped him with that stupid ass finger poke doom. Really? Big Daddy Cool Diggs, blah, 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 took the belt, got the belt and put it back on. Captain dropped his leg.
Yeah. You know what? I forgot all about that. It was Diesel that did this.
Thank you.
Sucker shit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Still.
Suck.
Diesel was the fucking shit.
They both suck.
But Hogan was terrible. Let's be for real.
They watch rinse repeat. They're just wash, rinse repeat wrestlers.
Yeah, he was.
Now, my number two is Randy Orton. He's overrated.
He is.
Like, I hate to say it, Randy Orton's one of my favorite wrestlers, but
I don't think he's overrated. I think he's actually underrated right now.
Not really. Now, does he smoke his cannabis? Yes. Now, is he better than most people that's literally on my overrated list? Yes. He can actually wrestle, he can actually do a promo, but they characterize him as something holy in WWE when he's not. He was great in the past.
After you put it like that, I agree with that.
He was great in the past. As of right now, he's older, he's slowing down, he's not keeping up in the ring. His style is slow pace.
Yes, it is.
And it's so boring to watch.
It was so slow, it was hard for me to watch his ass. I mean, matter of fact, let's take it back to him and Jinder Mahal. That match was so fucking dry.
Because Jinder Mahal has no personality in the ring. And he had to carry Jinder Mahal through the match.
And then the commentators try to dress it up as like,
he's
so calculated. No, bitch, this shit is fucking dry.
Only time he actually wrestled was with John Cena. Or Triple H. Or Batista.
I agree with that. When he was in Evolution.
Yes, when he first came out, when he was doing his thing, when he had Legacy, when he had all these other Rated RKO. He was actually moving in the ring. Not methodical. He was just calculating. He was all that. But he was actually wrestling. He was actually having fun. He was actually doing his thing. Now I feel like he's just wrestling because it's like something to do in an easy paycheck. What's your number two?
Yeah, I might get some slack for this one.
Okay.
But once again, this doesn't mean the wrestlers suck.
Hold on. This is your opinion.
But this is my opinion, so fuck with people. Overrated. Daniel Bryan.
Yes, I'll give you that
one. He is overrated.
I'll give you that one.
I don't think he's overrated because of him, because he does have the potential to be greater. The best.
Yes, he does.
But they forced this man to do the same fucking three moves.
Yes, and it's wash.
And the shit.
Ritz. Repeat.
Come like, on. Fucking kills me. I'm tired of seeing, he throws him to the rope and he runs and does the little jump kick shit. The shit gets fucking tiring. Yes, like let him do fucking move over. And
let
over
him do and new moves. Let him enjoy wrestling.
Okay, do him the way you did, the way
you're doing AJ Styles.
No, no, not AJ Styles, but the way they did Brock Lesnar when he finally was fed up and they gave him Finn Balor. That shit was like one of the best fucking matches of the year. It wasn't the best, but it was in the top.
Finn Balor's best match was with AJ Styles, but we can get
exactly,
into that.
Exactly, but
we can get into that.
That's why I say it wasn't the best match, but it was at the top. Yep. That match was so fucking good with him and Brock because it wasn't the same fucking shit and got.
It's not the same fucking people.
So give us,
give us new people. Him versus Kofi Kingston was dope.
Exactly.
That match was excellent. It could have went any way, and either way, I would have been happy if Kofi didn't get champion. If Kofi was champ, that match literally defined Daniel Bryan's wrestling style. Yeah, it changed.
Exactly.
They weren't doing the same moves. Apparently, at pay-per-views, they can change up their moveset. That match was so good, and it was like it set the pace for that night. Even though Seth Rollins won Universal Championship, and nobody freaking cared.
But yeah, we knew that was gonna happen.
Nobody cared. Like,
it was still a good match.
Like, it was over. No, Brock was whooping his ass.
Yeah.
He came back out of nowhere. That's what
yeah, The comeback was pretty fucking good. Let's not downplay that. The comeback was good. We knew it was going to happen.
Technically, he would never got the fuck back up if Brock Lesnar was fighting for real.
Yeah, that's no hint up there. Sports entertainment.
Yeah, it's not wrestling. It's not New Japan. It's not ROH. It's not that. It's not PWG.
Right. Let's go with your next person.
Oh, Seth Rollins.
That's overrated?
Overrated. Yes. Seth Rollins overrated.
I think they're giving him stuff.
They're making him
but
overrated.
But I don't think he's overrated.
Yeah, they're making him overrated because I'm tired of seeing the opening of Raw with Seth Rollins sitting in the middle of the ring, talking shit, doing it. Hold up.
That's
wash,
just wrong perfect.
Rinse.
That's just wrong.
Okay.
Raw come when it comes on. I don't know why people don't complain about this shit. When Raw comes on, it's an hour of just talking, just wrestlers coming
pretty
out
much.
Talking like no one ever caught on to that.
No,
shit.
It's boring. Shit.
Like everybody gets so happy. What the fuck are you happy?
I don't get
about?
Happy.
When I watch wrestling, I want to see.
When I see Seth Rollins on the screen, I just, you know what? I'm gonna turn back after this.
You remember when Shane and Daniel Bryan were co-GMs of SmackDown. And when they switched shit over and they had the champion fight first. Man, I love that shit.
Yeah.
Just because it was something different.
We ain't gonna talk about what they're doing on SmackDown now. We ain't talking about
what I'm just saying. Yeah.
They're trying to make it into Raw, and Raw is way worse than SmackDown. They took AJ Styles off of Raw, so I'm kind of pissed off.
I'm very pissed off. They should have let him and Finn Balor go at it.
Yes, but apparently you can't have your dreams, right? You can't have your dream matches. We gotta have sorry ass people on SmackDown now. Roman Reigns. We'll get into this. But Seth Rollins is overrated. The first simple fact is, we knew he was going for the Universal title several fucking times.
Right.
And it got to the point where I just didn't care who was holding that title because that title is very useless now.
It is.
It's a trophy for nobody.
I think the Universal title is
a waste of space now.
I think the real championship title
is Intercontinental.
No, I would say the WWE championship.
Nah, because that title is getting played like it ain't shit right now because they're not doing nothing with Kofi.
It is. They treating Kofi like
he's
not even a champion.
He's just
there.
He's
a placeholder.
Yeah, pretty much for Kevin Owens.
I'm not even gonna say for Kevin Owens.
I don't want to. Please, if it's for the love of God, if it's the person that's
my number one. It's your number one.
If it's my number one, I'm gonna be mad.
He's just holding it. Now he's not gonna. Kofi isn't gonna lose it to him.
Yeah, somebody else will. But
you're gonna have two placeholders before that person.
Yes. Okay, go on to your next one because I don't want to get.
All right, my next overrated is my boy. This is my opinion. I quote, this is my opinion. Stunning. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The working champion, the workman.
I give that. He was a great champion. He really was. But he couldn't wrestle for shit. Let's be for real. The dude couldn't wrestle for shit. He was missing moves. he was jumping past people and shit. You might want to go back and watch some of those matches where he was jumping on them. He was jumping past them and shit. I mean, Stone Cold was... it really looked like he was drunk out there.
It probably do.
I'm being for real.
No.
It's like, this is the shit we're watching, but did at the same time, we fucking love this shit. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes, we love it.
But he was overrated. His moves fucking sucked. I mean, let's be for real. But, I mean, it's nothing more to say about him because I really don't have nothing bad to say about him besides he couldn't wrestle.
All right, my next one. Booyaka, 619.
As overrated?
Yes. He set the bar for Latino wrestlers after Eddie's death because nobody could take that place over.
I mean, Eddie
set the bar
so fucking high,
but then
that it was hard for
somebody to recover as a Latino wrestler in WWE.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong.
I think
Andrade can do it, but I don't think they're going to let him.
No. Why would they let him? Why would they let somebody be great? Now, why would they let him be great? It's because of who he's dating.
They're not going to let him be great. He really can be the next thing, I feel.
If he learns better English. Just saying. But him with Selena Vega, changed his career. Now back to Mr. 619. Now he's back in WWE. Not using him. They're not using him correctly.
Right.
He's supposed to be doing, now I'm saying high flyer shit, but he's supposed to be doing main events and all that other stuff. I don't want to see him lose in like 18 seconds to Samoa Joe in WrestleMania. No, you brung this man back. Offers he really couldn't refuse.
Honestly, they brought him back because
nostalgia.
Before
AEW or anybody else signed
him. Because WWE can't make it anymore. It seems like without them,
they can't make.
They have to bring in The Rock. They have to when they have good talent. They have great talent.
Yes.
They just won't use them.
They don't know how to use them. Triple H knows how to use them.
Exactly.
Well,
look at NXT.
At what Rio Regal and Triple H are doing.
Now, NXT is the shit.
Now, 205 Live is making a comeback because of Triple H.
But my thing is, Triple H, it's like, do you really have say-so on what goes on Raw and SmackDown? Because you're doing all these fucking great things on NXT.
He does.
And then you watch the other two shows.
And it's like...
And they take your best people.
Aleister Black.
And they do nothing with him. They took Samoa Joe. They took Shinsuke. Shinsuke is a fucking jobber now.
We did not go get in it. That hurts my soul.
They humiliated that man.
And this man just did another 3-year contract with WWE.
Well, I mean, they're paying him, but he's a fucking jobber.
This man deserves to be your champion.
Oscar.
Deserves to be way better than what.
Don't get me wrong. We knew Charlotte was gonna break the streak.
I'm sorry.
We knew that.
Hold on. Oscar.
But I feel they should have let her go to the next. She should have broke it on the next WrestleMania.
Yes.
Not this one. She should have broken that. If you can let Brock Lesnar hold that title for that long, you should have let Oscar do the same.
Hell yes.
But why? Because she's Asian. It's like, come on. Man.
No, because Charlotte Flair was on SmackDown and they wanted to get her more over. Since we're on the topic of Charlotte Flair is my next person. Anyway, she is overrated because of her namesake. Now, get it. She's gifted in the ring.
Say about her except for they're giving it to her.
They're just giving it to her. They're giving it her to her because her namesake, her father. I'm sick. Now, is she a good worker? Yes. She can cut a promo,
you got so many other women there
that
overlooking.
Can actually wrestle better than her.
They're overlooking Ember. Like, some of these people should have just stayed at NXT. Asuka should have stayed on NXT. Ember Moon should have stayed on NXT. I mean, come the fuck on. Aleister Black should have stayed on NXT.
War Raiders, even though they changed their name to Viking Experience. Gross.
Yeah, that shit's fucking stupid.
Yes, it's fucking dumb.
All right, let me get to my next person. Because I missed the person, so That's gonna
I be. Got one more person. You already know that.
All right, Drew McIntyre. No, no, I'm not saying, come on now, I'm just saying overrated.
Anyway, but
I think he had the right push when they stuck him with Dolph Ziggler. Yes. He had the right push. They really was going to be
Shawn Michaels
and Diesel.
But they can actually wrestle.
Hold on now.
Shawn Michaels can wrestle.
He can't wrestle. Both could wrestle. Shawn Michaels and Kevin Nash could wrestle.
No, he couldn't.
The only thing is, they are better wrestlers.
They're more agile. They're taking more risks. Exactly. And their team chemistry was way better than Shawn Michaels and Diesel's.
And I agree with that.
They don't use their characters
and then, right these days. The fucking Claymore is the shit. He just come out of nowhere with that shit.
Really? Oh, really? I know her. Ross must repeat with his moves. Every wrestler has the
I just like the way the shit looks. The shit, you just, this big ass
foot. Claymore kick!
I love that shit.
Shit. All right, can I get to my number one?
Wait, hold on. Let me do my one. You did two. Back to back. So, overrated. You already know who's on mine. The female version of goddamn Roman Reigns. Damn Ronda Rousey. That bitch kid. I'm not going to say bitch, because she'll probably whoop my ass.
Yeah, she will whoop your ass with a broken head. Ronda Rousey's the shit.
I'm
going to
say probably.
Ronda Rousey's the shit, which they actually let her be the bad guy that she was supposed to be.
I think she should have went to NXT.
Namesake.
She should have went to NXT. Her name brought her over. She should have developed there with her homegirl. What's her name? That bitch a monster in NXT. I can't even get her name. She was fighting, beating the shit out of Kairi Sane.
She was.
Yeah, she'll beat the brakes off of that little Asian bitch. I can't get her name right now.
Me either. Because I don't pay attention to them MMA bitches.
Damn, why can't I get her name right now? But nonetheless, okay. Yeah. Damn. Ronda Rousey. She's fucking terrible. Look, there's nothing good I can say. Now, granted, since she's came she and from the time she's been, you see the development. Yeah, but they're trying to push her so much that it's like, give her time. It took Brock Lesnar time. Like, he didn't just come in straight out
the
gate.
He went to OVW.
It's like, when he came in, he, like, Brock Lesnar had to fight all these. He had to fight The Rock. He had to fight
Goldberg.
I mean, he had to fight Kurt Angle. I mean, Kurt Angle, the one that really put him over.
Kurt Angle, he almost broke his neck, but we didn't.
But Ronda Rousey, it's like, what the fuck? They just throwing her in matches. And I feel that the match she had with Nia Jax beat the brakes off her.
She did. Because Nia Jax, she actually wrestled.
Now, Alexa Bliss fucked the match up. But that was actually a good match.
Yes.
I want to see the outcome.
Now, can I do my Stephen A. Smith job? Can I do my motherfucking Stephen A. Smith right now?
You know what? That was my last person, so.
Should I get to the most overrated wash, rinse, repeat wrestler there is in WWE today? Can I get to sorry ass Roman Reigns? Can I get to the man that literally sucks at everything he does? The man that cannot cut a promo to save his life? The man that cannot develop himself in the ring at all? Can I talk about Roman Reigns, people?
Talk
God,
about.
He sucks so much. This man sucks. I'm sorry to say this. Yeah, he had some hard times recently, but he sucks. He literally is Hulk Hogan. He literally is Hulk Hogan reincarnated in another wrestler, in an agile wrestler. Come on. Oh, I'm gonna hit you with the Samoa drop. Oh, I'm gonna hit you with the Superman punch. Oh, I'm gonna hit you with the spear. Before I do that, drive by.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, don't forget the drive by.
Oh, the five moves of doom. Oh, the new AKA John Cena bootleg. Let's go in on his sorry ass.
Wait. So, what's the moves? wait. First, it's the Samoa drop.
Yes.
Then it's the drive by.
Yes.
Then it's the Superman punch. Then it's the spear. Yo, that was what the four moves of Doom.
No. And sorry, Ash. And that damn clothesline.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that shit.
Oh, my God. This man.
Taught the clothesline on the turnbuckle. Yeah, that shit. Yep, five moves of Doom. Yeah, you're right.
Bruh, like, you wanted me to hold off. You cracked the bottle. Now I gotta explode. Now I gotta talk about the sorriest man in wrestling today. The sorriest, like, honestly, Zack Ryder wrestles better than Roman Reigns. Yes, it does. Rusev wrestles better than Roman Reigns.
Way better.
I'm sorry. Randy Orton wrestles better than Roman Reigns.
Way better.
Double J wrestles better than Roman Reigns.
Way better.
Luke Harper. Hold on. Yeah. Heath fucking Slater wrestles better than Roman Reigns.
Hold on.
Yo, hold on. Did you not see him go against the Miz? No, you didn't. He gave Miz a run for his money. Now, Roman Reigns is the modern day wrestler that they want, but he cannot get his shit straight in the ring or on the mic. They have to put him with somebody. They really do, to get him over. He should not be allowed to speak anymore. He should be Brock Lesnar.
He really should.
He should be
Brock Lesnar. The same shit they did with Bobby Lashley. And that shit works.
They should have put him with the Usos on SmackDown. Don't let this man talk.
They really should have. I said the same fucking shit.
They should not let this man talk. I'm tired of seeing him knock out Vince McMahon every time he goes on a show. I'm tired of Roman Reigns always getting the spotlight over other wrestlers that don't matter.
I 100% agree.
They got him on SmackDown, and SmackDown is losing viewers because of Roman Reigns. Sorry, wash, rinse, repeat wrestling. Hashtag wash, rinse, repeat. Let's chant that in SmackDown or Raw when Roman Reigns comes on the scene. Roman Reigns should not be on TV right now. Roman Reigns should be doing promo classes, doing something, or trying to develop somebody as his manager. Like, literally, he doesn't need to talk. We get it, he's big, he's scary, he can do all things in the ring. He can do different things, but when you can only do the same exact moves, you get stale, you get boring, nobody cares. That's why people lose. That's why people are leaving pay-per-views, because they don't want to see Roman Reigns again. Nobody cares. Him going after the Universal title made everybody want to leave. He should not be the main event anymore. He's not a main event.
He shouldn't.
He's not the man.
They're trying to turn him to a modern day version of The Undertaker.
He's not. He's not even close to being The Rock. He's not even close to being Marty. Well, no. He's not even close.
Come on now.
Marty Jannetty wrestles better
than you. Come on now. He's better than Marty Jannetty. Marty Jannetty was the biggest upset in WWE. No. It probably was one worse, but at least this. At least the one
that I'm thinking about. Red Rooster right now. Hold on.
I'm talking about my boy Coco Beware. Not Coco Beware. I meant Brutus the Barber Beefcake. But he could cut a fucking promo.
Yes.
What the best wrestler?
Roman Reigns cannot do either. He can, if he actually learns some other moves and not do the stare of Superman punch that nobody wants to see.
Yeah, that shit fucking sucks.
I don't want to see it. Give him a new gimmick. Give him some new theme song. Give him everything brand new. Make him go to the NXT when he was the heel. He was a bad guy when it was time for Roman time. That's the only time I liked the Roman Reigns. He's not good on SmackDown or Raw. He's not good because he feel like he's just a better version of Apollo Crews. He has a personality. That's it. He has a presence. No.
I don't even say it. Apollo Crews can wrestle his ass off.
I say,
but he has zero fucking charisma. But he can wrestle his ass off.
Yeah, and Roman Reigns has charisma. He just needs somebody to bring that out. He needs a manager. He needs He needed the Shield.
Roman Reigns truly is the only Samoan I never liked.
Let Roman Reigns be Roman Reigns, not be this robot of John Cena knockoff or The Rock knockoff or the people that nobody cares about. Roman Reigns sucks. Plain and simple. Roman Reigns sucks.
No, it was another Samoa. Roman Reigns' brother, Rosie.
No, Rosie was shit.
He was alright. He was alright.
Public Enemy was the shit.
He was alright.
He should have taught his brother how to wrestle before. God bless Dave. He should have taught his brother how to wrestle.
You know what? I agree. You know what? I take that back. I did like Rosie. He was alright.
God bless the dead.
He wasn't Rosie. No Umaga. But I can't put everybody in that same like category. Umaga was a fucking monster.
Umaga was a motherfucking beast. Like, I get it. He should take some acting classes from the Usos.
Apparently. I mean, let Fatu train him. Fatu was the fucking shit. Yeah, I'm not talking about Dancing Ass, Rikishi. I'm talking about Fatu. Fatu was the fucking shit. Let him train these fucking Samoans. Look what he did with his fucking sons.
Hold on. They got taught by Umaga before he passed away.
Umaga was the fucking shit.
This is true. But Roman Reigns needs The Rock. Roman Reigns needs...
Exactly, because he can't wrestle, so stick with somebody that couldn't wrestle either, but work a crowd.
Oh, but yeah. Yes,
he can. And The Rock can do that.
But The Rock learned how to wrestle.
Somewhat. He can carry a match.
Roman Reigns can carry a match because, honestly, all he does is get thrown around the ring. Or if they're smaller than him, he throws them around the ring. I'm like, you know what? I feel like they just tried to push Roman Reigns down our throats too much. They do.
Vince does.
He's big. He's bulky. Oh, I like him.
Oh, my God. Big, bulky, with long hair.
Let's pull it. No.
I mean, it's classic. Vince. Man.
Oh, if they're over 6 foot, he loves them. Oh, you think you short people can wrestle? No. I'm going to give you against Roman Reigns. He put Roman Reigns against a wrestling freaking genius, AJ Styles. Then he put him against Finn Balor. Then he put him against, even though I don't, Seth Rollins. Then he put him against...
You keep saying Seth Rollins can wrestle.
Yeah, I say he put him. I'm saying people that can actually wrestle. I'm saying people that actually can wrestle. He cannot wrestle. He cannot wrestle. He cannot sell. He cannot do that. He sucks completely. He, like, as a character, he needs to revamp his character like they did with Bray Wyatt, just better.
Now that bullshit they do with Bray Wyatt.
We'll talk about it.
But we'll talk about that later.
Yes. But now,
until I actually see the finished product, we'll talk about it.
I want to get off of Roman Reigns now because I'm just going to get upset if I keep talking about Roman Reigns. So let's go to the tag teams.
That's what we're doing now?
Yes, tag teams. Yeah. Okay. Now, my tag teams are from New Japan and AEW, which the Gorillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga, and Tonga Loa, are the best in the world at tag team wrestling. That nobody really pays attention to.
Yeah, because nobody wants to watch fucking New Japan.
What? You'd rather watch sorry ass with WWE when they can't push to make a tag team division?
I agree with that.
The Gorillas of Destiny, the God, literally, God. That's what it's standing for. Gorillas of Destiny is so fucking dope. You put them against the Usos, that'd be a great fucking match.
Usos is what?
No, they won't. I'm sorry. Usos probably wouldn't be able to keep... They'll probably keep pace. But they can't. They have longer matches in New Japan. Their matches are way longer than WWE's. The Usos couldn't keep pace. Usos get tired.
If they come to
WWE... It's like Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. They'll get tired too quick. If Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa go to WWE, which they never will, because... They didn't know
they said the same thing about Sting.
No. They will never
they
will.
They said the same thing about AJ
they
Styles.
They will never do that. You want to know why? They have full control over their characters. They have full control over some of their merchandise. They have control over everything they do. they don't make their schedule, their wrestling schedule. They make like WWE does. They can go wrestle for somewhere else. They can go do all of this. You gotta work for WWE. You have to be a slave to WWE. You have to work X all these damn days and only have like 1 or 2 days, not even 2 days off. You have to have 1 day off, or you gotta get injured to have multiple time off just to spend with your family.
Yeah, I agree with it. When yeah. they should let them have time off because they have the wrestlers that they can do it. Oh, our time is almost up. We're almost reaching
all right, go to your
60
first
minutes.
Go to your first tag team.
All right, my tag team, since we got almost 4 minutes, is the Usos.
Yes, I'll give you the Usos.
Man, the Usos are the fucking shit.
When they're going
really
against
do,
the New Day.
When it comes to WWE, they are the best tag team within the last 20 years.
When
I would say 20.
The their best matches is against the New Day.
Yeah, but their chemistry is fucking awesome.
Their brother.
Their style is fucking awesome. They're everything about them is awesome.
Now, they're awesome now. As
yeah, they had to find the style. When they first came in, they tried to do them the same way they did The Rock. Stick them in that bullshit ass
coat, the same
flamboyant
culture.
Hawaiian gear and shit. I understand that's your culture, but they could have, okay, like with Umaga. Umaga was dark. He wasn't all flashy looking.
He came in with his music. He walked to the ring. He beat ass left. He was dope.
But when Usos finally found their lane, man, Usos fucking unstoppable.
Yes, because guess what? They don't do the same moves. They're not doing the same moves.
Exactly.
They're not limited to what main A-list characters on WWE are set to. Usos are dope. I give you that one. Usos are dope. You cannot teach chemistry like that. You cannot teach wrestling like that unless they develop somewhere else. They didn't develop with WWE. They developed with Booker T's development. Reality right. of wrestling.
All right, what's your next one?
The Young Bucks, Mr. Elite Wrestling, Mr. All Elite Wrestling. The Young Bucks are one of the greatest tag teams today. They are doing it all. They did it all. They're running their own business now, which they can buy contracts from other people, give them more money, and give them another platform where tag team wrestling is going to be utilized. And not like it is, oh, we gotta throw these tag team belts together on some made up team right now. Chad Gable and Rick Rude. But.
No, they're trying to split.
They split them up. I'm tired of these makeshift tag teams. I wanna see an actual tag team.
Right.
Young Bucks are an actual tag team. Young Bucks are shit. Young Bucks are.
I ain't gonna speak on them because I gotta check them out. I haven't checked them out yet.
What's your next one?
All right, my last one is The Bar.
They split them up.
They split them up. But The Bar was the shit. When they started out, I thought that was the worst fucking team they could, the worst fucking two people
we don't set
they
the
could
bar.
Put together.
We are The Bar.
When they put them together, I was like, what the fuck is this? Because
they're like literally the two hardworking people in WWE.
But
they don't want to push
say,
as champions.
When they push it, they made that shit work so fucking good. And it's like Sheamus is a 2-time fucking champion.
And Cesaro is an actual United States champion.
Exactly. It's like.
And because they're great and they're both injury prone, they don't want to push them because they think they're going to be injured champions all the time.
Right.
No. They've been doing it without injuries the entire time. We don't see Sheamus right now because they're trying to force him to retire.
Exactly.
No, Sheamus is dope. Now. Need I remind you, it's Wash, Rinse, Repeat, but Sheamus is dope. I'm done.
Right, and we're down to our last minute, so that's right in our podcast.
This is our fucking opinions once again. Hope you like it.
The ENG Podcast. And this is your boy, Big Baby.
This is your boy, E.
And we're signing off.
Sayonara, suckers.